proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Jewish belief. As stated in previous lessons, Jewish people, having rejected Jesus Christ, looked for a Messiah who would deliver them from political oppression and servitude to the Gentile powers. In our last lesson, we looked at one such man, Menachem, who tried to free the Jews from oppression to Rome during the time of the Roman siege in Jerusalem. Even after his death, Jewish opposition to Roman occupation continued. Once again, the Jews would rebel, more than 60 years after Menachem's rebellion. At that time, a man named Hadrian ruled Rome as emperor. The key figure in this Jewish uprising against Hadrian was a man called Simon Bar Kochba. His original name, Simeon ben Kosova, might have indicated either his parentage or his place of origin. Indeed, one writer mockingly referred to him as Bar Kozaba, that is to say, son of a lie. The nickname Bar Kochba actually meant son of a star. Rabbi Akiva, the spiritual leader behind this Jewish revolt against Hadrian, Rabbi Akiva took that title from a passage in Numbers chapter 24, in which Balaam stated, quote, "There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth," unquote. Furthermore, Akiva also ascribed verses found in Haggai chapter 2 as applying to Simon Bar Kochba. He emphasized this verse in particular, quote, "I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them," unquote. Bar Kochba originally led a successful rebellion against Tinius Rufus, the Roman governor of Judea, in AD 132. As a ruler, Bar Kochba ruled an independent state for almost 3 years. Bar Kochba punished any Jew who refused to fight under his banner. According to one report, he also required his adherents to demonstrate their loyalty to him by cutting off a finger. Bar Kochba purposely executed one of his own uncles, a man whom he suspected of collaborating with the Roman enemy. Further infusions of Roman troops defeated Bar Kochba's insurgency. The Jewish leader originally fled to the fortress of Betar, located in the Judean highlands. Over the course of 3.5 years, the Romans besieged that stronghold. When they finally captured Betar, the Roman forces killed nearly all of its defenders, including Simon Bar Kochba. The Romans also captured Rabbi Akiva, by then a man of advanced years. They executed him in a particularly horrific manner, by flaying him alive. This failed revolt had devastating consequences for the Jews that lived in Israel at that time. According to the Roman historian Cassius Dio, more than 500,000 Jews died during those years. At that time, the Romans burned to the ground more than 50 fortified cities and 985 villages in Israel. Once the war ended, Hadrian intended to eradicate any trace of Judaism in that area. He consolidated Judea, Samaria, and Galilee into a single entity, which he labeled by the name Palestine. Hadrian also renamed Jerusalem Colonia Aelia Capitolina and forbade Jews from coming into that city on pain of death. This latest Jewish revolt against Roman authority cost dearly when they failed. However, other Jews would arise against occupying groups later on in history. We'll look at those in future sessions.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.